Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me on the right now is Mike Fitzmaurice. He is the CEO of FASATA, which is the Federation of Eastern and Southern African Road Transport Associations. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, Kathy. How are you?
All right. Thank you. So, Mike, let's talk about the cost. The cost to South Africa for these delays.
Okay, what we've done is we've calculated the cost per hour that a transporter spends at the post or in a queue. That's based on the value of the truck, depreciation of the value for 6 years, average age of a truck in South Africa.
All right, I'm not sure what's happening, but Mike, this is a terrible line, so I'm going to ask Craig to just get back, try and connect with you again. But... you know, maybe that isn't always true. Maybe sometimes governments just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. What's your thought? And I'd also be interested in your thoughts on, you know, do you think that there should have been a travel ban, you know, from the beginning of December to prevent people from traveling across borders generally? And I'm talking about, you know, the provincial borders. What are your thoughts? I'm talking about holidaymakers. Not specific to this Beitbridge border issue. Mike, you're back with us.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I don't know why there's such a delay, but it is certainly better. Okay, so we're talking about the cost. So how did you work out the daily cost?
Okay, so what we've done is we've calculated the cost per hour, which is based on fixed costs of the vehicle plus the variable cost, which is your tires, fuel, those costs that are running costs. And we come up with a figure of $19.83. So we rounded it off to $20 per hour. That's the cost that the transporter loses when spending time at a border post or delayed in a queue.
Okay.
Then we took the geofencing of the border post through one of our service providers, tracking service providers, and we calculated the time spent in the border and then time spent in the queue. And we then multiplied those costs of per hour by the hours in the queue and then the hours at the border and by the number of trucks received every day at the border. That's how we calculated the costs.
Okay. Mike, I'm not familiar with the term geofencing. What do you mean by geofencing? What is geofencing?
GPS tracking, which is your geographical positioning system, which is your truck tracking systems. They monitor the truck movement along its journey. And what we do is we use geofence or create an area around a bottleneck with like a border post. And then that GPS tracking system calculates the time spent in that particular geo zone. And that's how we work out the times.
Ah, okay. All right. I understand. So your $20 that you've worked out per hour, I think you said that that was your rate. You've then multiplied that for however long those trucks have to be
in. They spend in those geofence zones, yeah.
Okay. All right. And what's the ultimate figure?
Well, I calculated up until Christmas Eve, which was the last day that I did the calculation. I haven't updated this week because I haven't got the new results in yet. But as of Christmas Eve, it was 21 days. I think it was spent, the queue was 20 or 21 days. And the cost was 2 billion rand lost to delays. To the industry.
That's actually mind-blowing. That's mind-blowing. So in reality,
it's
quite staggering. So calculations aside, I mean, does that actually translate? So if I'm somebody who is in the transport business and I'm transporting all this freight, right?
Yes.
Why does that cost me money if there's delays?
Because it's your productivity. I mean, your vehicle... But I mean, if you only do one trip per month,
yeah,
you're not going to make the same amount of money that you could do if you could do three trips in a month.
Fair enough. Okay.
So
good answer.
Activity. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, well, listen, I think that hopefully things are going to be better.
You will remember the transporters don't get paid cash up front. They get paid on 30 days from the delivery of PODs.
Yes.
So... actual receipt of payment take up to 3 months before they actually receive their money. And in the meantime, they have to carry the costs until they get paid. Yeah. So this is devastating.
No, I'm sure that it will be for the industry. How different is it going to be on the way back? Because the same people who were going, you know, whatever direction they were going, you know, for, over the last 21 days, that's going to reverse over January. So what do you think could be done, Mike?
The main reason for the congestion was the COVID-19 testing that they introduced on the 3rd of December. Because you want to remember that border posts are natural bottlenecks. They have a single entrance lane and a single exit lane for all modes of traffic. So that's trucks, buses, cars, taxis.
But that's not going to change, though.
An additional restriction.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It's not going to change, though. When those trucks have to come back,
no.
They're still going to have the COVID testing. So how are we going to prevent this from happening in January, do you think?
Well, we got a slight reprieve the 23rd of December when the Department of Home Affairs, in conjunction with the Department of Health, announced the suspension of the testing. And that's what cleared the border post. So obviously the bottleneck is COVID testing. So if we persist with COVID testing, we're not going to clear the border post.
So do you think that there shouldn't be COVID testing?
If you think about it, drivers are probably the most tested, monitored group of people in the country, because if every border post they go through, they are either screened for COVID-19 or they tested for COVID-19, and when they're traveling, they're alone in their truck. They're not mixing with people. But if you create a bottleneck, like we have done at Bike Bridge, you've now got them mixing with people. So you've got to avoid that bottleneck. You can't be holding them up at the border post.
Yeah, but drivers also, I mean, they do have to stop, and they, you know, and...
Yes, they do stop, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But the exposure to people is limited.
Yeah. Listen, thank you so much. And let's see. You know, hopefully it will be the last time we speak, but maybe not. You know, I hope that it all gets sorted. Thank you so much, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Mike Fitzmaurice. He is from the Federation Eastern Southern and Southern African Road Transport Associations. He's the CEO.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.